Time for sports. So who's Sean McKeel? You might ask Tiger Woods. Mr. McKeel is leading the pack at the PGA Championship in Rochester today. The event at New York's Oak Hill Country Club is the season's final major championship in golf's premier professional tour. And it is Tiger Woods' last chance to win a major this year. But Mr. McKeel finished yesterday's second round at the top of the leaderboard. Mr. Woods languishes at 39th. Ron Rappaport is on the line. He's Weekend Edition sports commentator. Ron, hi.
Hi, Linda.
So what's going on here? Sean McKeel has never won in his 163 attempts on the PGA Tour, and he is in the lead. Tiger Woods is nine back. And Phil Mickelson turned in what was an early three-shot lead. Now he's fifth place, one over.
Well, it's just another one of those reasons that people love golf so much. Linda, let me tell you who Sean McKeel is. He's this week's Ben Curtis. Ben Curtis won the British Open last month, and nobody had ever heard of the guy. And what he's done since then was miss the cut yesterday at the PGA. He's on his way home. So Sean McKeel is another guy who we've never heard of, 34 years old, from Memphis, played around the world trying to get on the American tour. He has played in fewer major championships, Linda, than Tiger Woods has won. So there you go. But that's why golf is such a wonderful game. If you watch it long enough, anything can happen.
Now, it might seem overwrought, but what of the notion that the story here is not this newcomer, but it's Tiger's stumble, that we're finally seeing the human being behind the golfing whiz?
Well, you know, the problem, Linda, is that Woods has set such a high standard for himself. During the last 4 years, he's won at least one major, won more tournaments than anybody else, more money than anybody else, and been the PGA Tour's Player of the Year. Linda, he could end up this season without any of those things. He could not win as more tournaments than Davis Love or more money. The poor guy may just have to be satisfied with having won four tournaments this year, which is a career for some players, and more than $5 million in prize money. I say if that's a slump, lead me to it.
So Oak Hill is embarrassing everyone this week, not just him.
Well, you better believe it. I mean, only three players are under par now, and I think only five were able to be under par all day yesterday, so only three for the tournament. But that's the way they do with these major courses. You have the best players in the world, all of them there, all the really great ones, show up four times a year for a tournament, and they want to make the course as tough as they can, and it looks like the combination of what they've done to the course and the heat in Rochester has really done the job this year.
Ron, on a more serious note, Herb Brooks died on Monday in a car accident. He was the man who coached the U.S. Olympic hockey team to the Miracle on Ice victory over the Soviets in 1980. Now, you covered those Olympic Games.
I did, Linda. You know, one of the things that people in my line of work occasionally get asked is, what's the greatest sporting event you ever saw? And for 23 years now, I've never had any trouble with the answer, and I doubt that's ever going to change. The way Herb Brooks took a bunch of college players and a few unheralded minor leaguers and beat the best international players in the world on the Soviet team will always rank as one of the great upsets in sport. Brooks chose the players. He trained them in his system. He took them on a lengthy barnstorming tours of exhibition games, and he motivated them into believing that they could do what they really had no right to do. And I think sometimes that the players didn't believe it, the fans never even considered it. Sometimes I think that Herb Brooks was the only one who thought that they could win that tournament. And when I think back about how uptight he seemed during the tournament and so on, I realize now that it's because he knew he was onto something that none of us did. And he was right all along. That was the surprising thing. And that'll always be his legacy.
Ron, thanks very much.
Okay, Linda, thank you.
Ron Rappaport, columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition.